You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Even though the Detroit Tigers did not qualify for the 2017 postseason, still plenty of excitement in the Motor City during the regular season. Joining us to break it all down, Jason Beck, our Tigers reporter for MLB.com. And Jason, we thank you for the time. And, you know, Jason, no sugarcoating it. The Tigers, with a miserable 2017, finishing with the worst record in baseball, it is clearly a rebuilding time in the Motor City, as at the trade deadline and even thereafter, the Tigers selling off some valuable pieces like Justin Verlander, like J.D. Martinez, and people of that ilk. And like I said, a full rebuild underway in Detroit for 2018 and beyond. But, you know, I want to kind of break down some of the top moments that you submitted through MLB.com and as well as YouTube. You can check that out, too, for the fans that have yet to do that. Some of the top moments from the Tigers 2017 regular season. So, Jason, what kind of stands out to you? I would think that just going over the list, you've got, you know, Matt Boyd coming oh so close to a no-hitter. We saw Miguel Cabrera walk off back in June. We saw Jacoby Jones with a big home run on opening day. So what are some of your personal favorites?
Yeah, I think Matt Boyd's no-hit bid really stands out just because of the timing of it and just because of how much of a surprise it was. Here's a guy who, you know, really, even for most of the year, was struggling to really stake his claim to a rotation spot. He'd been up and down. He was starting in part because of injuries and because of the Verlander trade. And then you look at the fact that it became, you know, came amidst the stretch of just such miserable baseball for this team in September. And it really, it was an amazing afternoon. And I think the crowd really got into it. And I think it was kind of a sign that, yeah, it's going to be a rough stretch for these guys. But on any given day, you have a chance to see something special if you go to a ball game.
Yeah, no question. And Jason, one thing I want to kind of touch on with you is that I remember back in, I believe it was 2010, I was actually living in Michigan at the time and covering the Tigers as part of my responsibilities. And I remember the Armando Galarraga perfect game that wasn't, the heartbreak from that with the blown call by Jim Joyce at first base. So, you know, here we go again. It's a different situation. There wasn't a blown call here. It was a clean double by Tim Anderson. But yet again, a guy is one out away from doing something historic. It has it, you know, and he's got it taken away from him. Was there any thoughts of the Galarraga game when Boyd lost his no-hitter or not so much?
Yeah, I thought it was, because Galarraga was unlikely as well. He'd been a nice pitcher for a couple of years. He'd had his moments, but I remember nobody who went to the ballpark that night ever would have imagined him shutting down the Cleveland offense and allowing, you know, no base runners until that last call. And as soon as that ball fell in on Boyd, the Tim Anderson liner, I think everybody thought, oh, man, it's like a jinx with these guys.
Yeah.
It's, you know, unless you're Justin Verlander, you're cursed when, as far as no hit bid goes with this club.
Yeah, it was definitely a heartbreaker. I remember keeping track of that game with Matt Boyd and hoping he would finish it off. It would have only been the second no hitter in baseball this season. There was only one by Edinson Volquez of all people for the Marlins, but Matt Boyd came oh so close, but couldn't quite get it done. But like you said, that was certainly one of the high points of the season for this Tigers team. And Jason, just kind of take us through some of the other moments in terms of something that was just sheer excitement, just something that, you know, tingled the spine or gave you goosebumps. Does anything stand out in that regard for you?
Well, I think some of the moments with Justin Upton had a really special season, and it's going to be forgotten because, you know, he's gone now. They traded him away. He's going to be a free agent. He's going to be moving on to another club, and we're going to end up remembering Upton's year and a half or year and three quarters, or whatever you want to call it, in Detroit is kind of another stop among the many he's had in his career. But he really supplanted Miguel Cabrera as the key cog in this Tigers offense mm-hmm. for a good stretch. It was a reminder that, you know, you remember last year, in 2016, he struggled for so long to try to put it together. And then once he did, he had that incredible 6-week stretch at the end of the year to really carry this offense and almost led them to the playoffs. This year was the year where you saw him kind of put that together and have a longer stretch. And a reminder that he's really one of the more dynamic players in the game. And what the Tigers have to hope they can do is find a similar type player that can produce that stuff for them. And that's going to be on player development. It's going to rely on good drafting and kind of hoping that maybe one of these guys that they acquired in these trades that they did over the course of the second half of the season puts it together and can become that dynamic player that can carry this offense. Because really, that's what's missing. They have a good core of young pitching on the way. What they have to do is find guys who can provide an offensive load.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it seems like Miguel Cabrera is on the back nine of his career, had one of his worst statistical seasons in 2017 that he's ever had. So that even emphasizes more to find a guy that can really step in there, a young guy that can help comprise a nucleus of hitting and power hitting in the future. But for right now, that's going to be tough to find, like you said, with the departures of both J.D. Martinez and Justin Upton. And, Jason, I want to get your thoughts on Justin Verlander because, obviously, he's been a Tigers institution since his rookie season of 2006. He was drafted by the Tigers a couple years before that, and he's been there for so long, and he's meant so much, and the only thing he really had not done as a Tiger was win a ring. But, the non-waiver deadline passed, July 31st, and he's still a Tiger. Sent out that tweet saying, hey, I'm still here, not going anywhere, Detroit. But then a month later, through a trade with the Astros, he agrees literally at the last second to go to Houston and to accept the trade. And just like that, he's gone. Considering that this trade happened August 31st and not July 31st, and it seemed that he was going to remain a Tiger, was that a shock to the system for the fan base that he actually did end up getting dealt?
Yes and no. I think the fans had been conditioned for the idea that it was going to happen sooner or later, that most likely he wasn't going to finish his career as a Tiger, and that if they couldn't put something together this year, then they would try it again in the offseason. You'd have another string of rumors in another sort of potential destinations. But the timing of it coming when it did, I think that was a surprise. It's so rare you see trades like that in August at all, let alone like at the very end of August, in like the last hour where you can make a move and still have somebody qualify for postseason roster. It was some late night drama, and it was an end of an era. Honestly, you look at, I think if you accept the idea that this era of Tigers baseball is going to end without a World Series title, and I think you almost have to now. The rebuild is going to take a few years, and you're going to be looking at a different core of players once this team gets back into contention. Then the enduring legacies, I think, of the Ilitch era of Tigers ownership, when Mike Ilitch was in charge, are going to be bringing Miguel Cabrera to Detroit and drafting and developing and watching Justin Verlander blossom. And so in that sense, to watch him depart really was the end of a legacy here.
Yeah, it certainly was. And, in your opinion, I would think that for the upcoming ALCS, which begins on this Friday night in Houston, the Tigers fans obviously are going to be pulling for the Astros, simply because they want to see Justin Verlander succeed. But if the Astros win eight more games and take this thing all the way and Verlander gets his ring, would that be bittersweet considering that, this is a guy who's been such a core piece for so long and he's finally getting that title, but he's not getting it with the Tigers?
Yeah, I think it'll be bittersweet. But I think another way to look at it is really that the World Series, like you said, is the one thing missing on his resume. And I think you can make the case that it's the one thing to complete a Hall of Fame resume for
right.
him. And you would have to imagine, barring something absolutely shocking, that if and when Justin Verlander goes into the Hall of Fame, he would do so as a Tiger. And for that to happen, nobody's done it since Al Kaline in, I believe, 1980. And to have somebody do that, I think, would be a very special occasion in Cooperstown, and something that's been a long time coming. And it would ease a lot of bitterness, I think, honestly, amongst fans who believe that somebody from that 1984 team should be in, whether it's Alan Trammell, yeah, whether it's Lou Whitaker, whether it's Kirk Gibson, whether it's Jack Morris. I think there's some resentment that as good of a team as that was, the only person from that club who went in was Sparky Anderson as a manager. So now maybe the Trammell thing gets rectified here in the coming years as, you know, the Veterans Committee picks up his cause. But short of that, really, you know, Verlander's or Cabrera is going to be the next guy to go in as a Tiger.
Yeah, that's shocking to me that Al Kaline was the last player to go into the Hall of Fame as a Tiger. That blows me away when you said that, but that's absolutely correct. And, you know, again, if Verlander gets that ring, that would really finish off a Hall of Fame resume. He's got the multiple no-hitters, the MVP, the Cy Young in the same season from 2011. So hopefully JV gets the last piece of that puzzle, even though it would be as an Astro, but I know everybody in Detroit is certainly pulling for him. Jason Beck, a good place to wrap this one up. We thank you, as always, for the time, and we'll do it again soon. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Detroit Tigers.